Hello, everybody. This is Jessie Lovelady, and you're listening to AM 870, The Answer. And on today's program, we have a great one. The holidays are upon us. And, of course, I think this can help a lot of people. So we have, once again, Dr. Francine Lederer, just in time. She is a clinical psychologist, life transition specialist, and the founder of LA Talk Therapy. Her office number is 310-499-7040. Or you can go to her website at www.latalktherapy.com. Now, the holidays are right around the corner. It always seems like such a chaotic time as people are shopping endlessly and the stores are running with people. Why is it always like this, Doctor? And welcome.
Thank you, Jesse. So good to be here as always. Well, yeah, I think it's a great question. I think so many, a big part of what's going on is the media, right? Yep. We hear it. We see the advertisements. Mm. The decorations are already in front of us months before the holidays begin.
Oh, yes.
You see the store sales and just all the advertisements out on the street. We see it consistently on mm-hmm. TV. It's everywhere in front of us. And I think the holidays especially just become so popularized, right? It's such a sort of trendy phenomenon, and mm-hmm. everyone's talking about how to get into the holiday buzz. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to miss. And I think that a lot of people sometimes are caught off guard because they're not sure quite how to, what they should be doing. Are they prepared enough for the holiday season?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? People out there, too, sometimes... it brings up the good and the bad. Do you think that it does bring the good and the bad in people? And are people adopting unhealthy traditions or ways of celebrating the holidays?
Oh, good question. I don't typically think of the holidays in a sort of all good or all bad mentality. In fact, I think really the holidays bring up the ambivalence for people, ambivalence and maybe some social anxiety, perhaps, because I think people probably start out with good intentions when they think about celebrating the holidays with loved ones. But, you know, nowadays people are spread across states and countries. They oftentimes don't see each other until the holiday. So
it's a big thing.
It's a big thing. And I think it really puts a lot of pressure and stress on just those couple of days. You know, you put like a whole worth, experiences development and events.
And you want to look good.
And you want to look good. Uh-huh. And you want everyone to know how well you're doing at the end of this year. And so I think it definitely puts a lot of pressure and expectations on yourself and also on others.
How true is that, though, that when you do, again, like you mentioned, we want to tell people how good we're doing. And if we're sick, we don't want to look sick. We want to be at our best.
Yeah.
And then you have the stress sometimes of maybe not really liking Aunt Jo across the room over there. The last time you saw her,
right,
it was like, mm-hmm. So you have that as well. But sometimes we just have to put things underneath the carpet and enjoy those holidays, don't you think, Doctor?
Yeah, I mean, I think it becomes tricky because everyone, I think, again, wants to put their best foot forward. Mm-hmm. But in doing that, I think people sometimes end up finding themselves disappointed because there is that sort of baggage or that some of that negative energy
sure.
they may feel, and they want to avoid that family conflict. They don't want to stress over it during the holidays. But then at the same time, I think it can be very awkward. So it's really about finding that balance, right?
It's true.
How do you celebrate the holidays with the people that you ultimately want to see and you want to be around, without feeling like, oh gosh, this is bringing up stuff from the past, and I don't know, I'm not sure how to deal with it or cope with it.
And that's so true. On the other side too, it could be a makeup time. You know,
yes.
when you just go, well, okay, it's the holidays, and before you know it, you're best friends again by the time, you know.
Right, that can happen,
yeah,
too.
That can happen, too. I know. I've seen it in families where, you know, oh, gosh, it was so good to talk to her and that, you know, she didn't even remember what it was about or whatever. You know? I think that that's a good thing to see, too.
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, what do people want most? They
right.
want to be able to connect with each
yes,
other.
Yes, that's
right?
so true.
Yeah.
You know, now, isn't it easy to avoid ignore each other, though, during these days? Because some people do. And with the use of cell phones and all electronics out there, texting, whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, how many times do you go out to dinner and see tables of families that are completely disengaged with one another, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody's on their iPhone, somebody's, texting, somebody's using their Kindle. What message are we sending each other? So if you can't even have a meal and sit down together and look each other in the eyes and engage in a conversation, that's not a very good sign of
sure.
communication, right?
Sure.
I think it's important for parents to model that and to be able to sort of set an example for children
mm-hmm.
And for each other as
yes.
far as, you know, how do we effectively communicate with one another? How do we get more engaged? How do we, you know, genuinely maintain interest
mm-hmm.
in one another?
Wow. I mean, that's a big one right there. Now, this is a big thing, too, and I have to say I was guilty of this. People spend way too much money on presents,
mm-hmm.
and what should people do if they can't afford these gifts?
You want the honest answer?
Yes, I do. I do.
You do?
I really do.
Well, don't do it. I mean, the honest answer is don't spend beyond your means,
mm-hmm.
right? Obviously, you want your family members, you want your loved ones to feel special. You want to get them nice things. But remember,
right.
this is about quality, not quantity. What do the holidays mean to you?
Right.
I think it's so important to be able to get a little bit creative. And sure, not everyone has that creative side, but maybe you have to think outside the box a little bit
mm-hmm.
In the sense that, if you can't create something, let's say, with your hands, be it knitting or painting or baking, think about spending time doing an activity with someone that you love, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. What do you think, Jesse? Yeah. Would you rather get a cashmere sweater from your daughter, or would you rather that she get tickets to maybe see, you know, go to the theater with you or
mm-hmm.
spend time at a cooking class or spend time hiking or doing something outdoors?
That makes sense. It really does, because, and I think about this, too. I think that the memorable Christmases are good to look back on. And I've asked several people, what did you get for Christmas last year?
Mm-hmm.
Some will tell me they got tickets. Some will tell me something else. But none of it was little stuff
mm-hmm.
that you got to have all this barrage of things. And I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
And I paid for it. And I don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people get depressed. And I did get depressed. I have to admit that. I got
yeah.
depressed because I couldn't go out and buy that. I just didn't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wouldn't. Everybody was so used to me being so, you know, giving. And
mm-hmm.
oh, the big present from Aunt Jessie is going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I had to stop.
Yeah.
And you know what? They still love me.
Yeah.
You know,
see?
So you listeners out there that suffer from this, they will still love you.
Yes.
And so we tell people, and I tell people all the time, you know, oh, I love that gift or whatever, but it's not all about the gifts, not to me anymore.
Right.
And loving each other and keeping that family bond is one important. And I'll have to tell you, your kids can be very understanding too. You don't want to let down your kids. That's a big thing.
Right.
But I will tell you that kids, they bounce back.
Yes.
It's not a big deal. Before you know it, I remember my kids, I would buy them a toy doctor
mm-hmm.
and they'd be down the street. And for about 5 or 10 minutes, riding on their new thing. After a while, it was thrown on the ground, and They're back doing other things, playing with their old toys.
Right.
So what does that tell you?
Exactly. I mean, the things that kids, you know, will remember later on in life is that, you know, you were there for them. You spent time with them. You taught them how to ride a bike, that you took them to this class or that class. Again, sort of that emphasis on quality versus quantity, which I think somehow in our society today, I think there's a big sort of misconception, or we're a little bit confused when it comes to that.
Yes. Now, I want to let the listeners know, of course, that we're speaking with you, Dr. Francine Leder. And, of course, you are a clinical psychologist, a life transition specialist, and founder of LA Talk Therapy. And your office number is 310-499-7040. That's 310-499-7040. Or they can go to your website at it's www.latalktherapy.com. Sometimes talk show hosts make mistakes too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I want to talk about that. This is something I think that, this is something that happened to me too. 12 days before Christmas, I lost my dad.
Mm.
And that was an ouch. The tree was undecorated. And it just, I mean, I always decorated the tree the night before Christmas, but the tree went undecorated. I just, you know, people, when they have losses, how should people cope with that kind of loss during the holidays? I never understood that.
Yeah, that's so hard. I think that if you've lost a loved one, especially most recently, and this is the first time you are spending the holidays without that person, it can be extremely difficult, very overwhelming,
right,
even depressing. And I think it's so important that we remember that person, that we keep that memory alive of that person, you know, that was so meaningful to you in your life. Unfortunately, I think society oftentimes shuns conversations about death. There's this sort of elephant in the room, you know, like, we can't talk about that. Mm-hmm. When really it's that person's on everyone's mind.
Mm-hmm, right.
And so over the years, I know that I've worked with a lot of adult children that have lost parents. And it's so important to create that space for that, you know, for the individuals, the family members to grieve that loss. And especially during the holidays, it's important for people to spend time with those that they feel really can provide them with the support that they need. So whether it's counseling or some kind of support group, that can be a very powerful resource, an outlet for people. And I think also having some kind of, whether it's a religious or spiritual outlet, can also be equally cathartic, you know, during this time for people that are grieving. It's really knowing who can help you, who can support you at this time. That's where you want to go.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, I, this is a very touchy situation, and the holidays are coming upon us. So we want them to know, the listeners out there, to know that you are there to help if they need to talk. And we are going to take a quick break. Mm-hmm. What I'd like to do is to give you once again Dr. Francine's phone number. That is 310-499-7040. That's 310-499-7040. And if you use a computer, you can also go to her website at www.latalktherapy.com. And with that, we'll be back in a moment.